Hello, everyone, and welcome to peoplesinternetradio.com. Vin here, folks, and this is an impromptu broadcast. This is a news update on the situation with Claire Knowles. I have Ben Gilroy on the line here. Ben, just say hello so everyone can hear you there.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Grand. Okay, I'm just going to hire you up actually a little bit. So, Ben, let's just go straight into it. So please give everybody the latest information you have.
Okay, well, this morning we went to the court to perform the Article 40 of the Constitution, habeas corpus, to get Claire, to get the court to produce the body of Claire Knowles before the court. And they basically have to prove that her detention is lawful. Unfortunately, by the time we got a duty judge to direct us what judge to go to, it was about 3 o'clock. So I stood up in the court and I gave good argument why the body should be brought forward. So we've won that motion, and now there's an order for them to produce Claire tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the High Court in Dublin.
And can I ask you, what was the actual motion you put in?
Well, the motion is pursuant to, Superior Court Rules Order 84, Habeas Corpus Rule 3A, and then Article 40.4 of the 1937 Constitution.
Okay. No, I just wanted to clarify there. Yeah, please. Okay.
Yeah.
So normally in a habeas corpus...
We actually bring this, you know, when they do it at the top of the court paper, we do it in the matter of the Irish Constitution and in the matter of an inquiry pursuant to Article 40 of the Constitution. That's the actual title of the document we put in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's we can go through format as well another time, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling more and more of this is going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a horrific situation. Claire Knowles, she's a grandmother, grandmother, and she was living on her own, I believe, but I think there may have been, was there somebody else there staying with her for a time?
Yeah, her son was staying there with a young child, her grandmother.
And effectively what's happened is she's been essentially... held in contempt of court, effectively, but it's a very strange situation. The only way it seems she could escape that contempt was to surrender a constitutional right, which was to surrender up her dwelling.
That's right. I mean, it's basically, you're under duress to do it. It's like what they're trying to say is, look, if a burglar puts a gun to your head and asks you for the wallet, well, because you give up the wallet, it's fine. You know, you gave it up.
Yeah.
And it's just a ridiculous situation. You know?
It is. Everybody else would call that theft.
What a lot of people mightn't realise is that this all kicked off only a couple of weeks ago, in the sense that I brought Claire into the Master of the High Court because we brought in a motion to extend her time to appeal the case. And they fought that, they being, they used to be ICS Building Society, but they're now the Governor and Company of the Bank of Ireland, whoever that is.
Right.
But anyway...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so they chased that, and they tried to hinder our progress in the Master's Court. But the Master really gave it to them with both barrels, because the Master went through the paperwork and he realised at the very start that we asked from someone from the bank to be called in to be cross-examined. And the other side told the judge that we were only trying to delay tactics and it was a denial of due process. Well, the Master absolutely flipped the switch at this, because he said... the very essence of due process is to be allowed to call someone in to be cross-examined. And he said, does the circuit court judge not realise that? So obviously they didn't have much success there in the court.
Wow.
Now, at this age, the most we thought would be that the sheriff might come down to our house. So we asked the Master, would he put a stay on any action they do? He said he can't do that. But he said, if the sheriff moves, he said, get an injunction against the sheriff. So we said, thanks. So we thought the barristers on the other side would have listened to that and taken heed of it. Then what they did was they brought a motion before the High Court judge then to overturn the Master's decision. And, of course, we fought that, and we won that as well. And the High Court judge agreed with the Master and said, no, she has good grounds for appeal and is entitled to her appeal.
So, for a point of clarity, for Joe, I'm going to ask you the questions Joe Soap is going to be thinking here, more than likely.
Yeah.
So in other words, there was a decision that was made. She sought a stay, even though she didn't exactly get a stay granted. Everybody kind of presumed it would be okay that nobody would act in the meantime. However, the bank, which bank now we have to identify in a moment, of course.
Yeah.
But the bank basically acted anyway.
Yeah, they acted anyway. I mean, this is their bully boy tactics. We've seen them do this a number of times. So they acted. I mean, there was a stark warning there from the Master basically saying, look, you know, we'll embarrass you with an injunction if you try to act. So then what happened was, remember then, they tried to overturn the Master's decision in the High Court in front of Judge Barr. And this was on Monday, just Monday gone.
Right.
So we won that as well. And the Judge Barr said, no, the master was correct and she's entitled to her appeal. Tuesday morning, they bring her before court in the circuit court in Cork, and they arrested her and jailed her because she wouldn't hand up the house.
And you see, okay, so at what stage in the proceedings did this happen?
Well, the minute we were successful with getting the extension of time and leave to appeal. They had already tried to overturn the master's decision. They didn't do that. So the very next morning, they went to the circuit court and have her jailed.
And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this
I
is...
I know, there's a lot of even barristers going to scratch their head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this, as far as I know, this is the first time something like this has actually happened in the entire history of the courts system in O'Hare since 1937.
Yeah,
I don't think this has ever happened.
From my experience, too, normally, if a legal team on the other side lose these motions, they normally leave it sit until the appeal is then heard. I mean, that would make common sense. Imagine if you tried to defend someone having an appeal in the first place. The ridiculousness of that anyway. I mean, that's their right at law to have an appeal.
Well, it's the equivalent.
But you challenge it all the way and then they win it to have the appeal.
In my mind.
What you decide to do is get them put in jail while the appeal is still pending.
Well, it's the equivalent, is it not, of being found guilty of murder, putting in your appeal, and while your appeal is pending, they hang you anyway.
Hang you anyway, yeah.
So... I mean, I like to put things into real straightforward terms like that so people can get it in their head. That's exactly what they've done here.
Oh, that's exactly what they've done. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So I brought the habeas corpus motion this morning. They will produce the body now tomorrow for Limerick Prison back up to Dublin. I was on the phone to Claire tonight. She's in good spirits.
Excellent.
I had to ring her father today just to give him an update at lunchtime to say, look, we haven't gone before a judge yet, but I was quite hopeful. And so I rang him about 5 o'clock this evening. Now, remember, her father is 85.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, so he was delighted with the news that Claire will be brought from Limerick Prison now to the High Court in Dublin. But he did say to me that, you know, he said he never thought he'd see the day when his precious daughter, who never caused an ounce of trouble in his life from the day she was born, to be brought from Limerick Prison to the High Court over something.
This is a point.
And I keep saying to him, but what's her crime? You know, what's
exactly.
her crime?
I mean, you know, sooner or later, they supposedly made debtors' jails unlawful, illegal, etc. And here we are. We're actually in a worse situation than debtors' prisons. We've got debtors' evictions.
Yeah, but now make no mistake about it. This isn't over by a long shot.
Oh no! Oh God,
and we
no!
We will be going after every player in this on this field. I mean, they want to play, we'll play.
Absolutely. Well, we've no option, really. The people have no option. The other thing I'd just like to run through is. So essentially, she's in Limerick Prison. I mean, as we heard today, many people heard today, Mick Wallace, so-called TD Mick Wallace, he was imprisoned in Limerick Prison alongside of Claire, but he was only in there for 2 hours and then back out again.
That's right, and that made the news. It was all over the news, of course, but this is just a housewife, a nanny, a mother, and anybody that knows Claire loves her. You know, she's just a gentle,
she's a wonderful
sweet,
woman. Wonderful
you
woman.
Know, wonderful woman, and all she's trying to do is protect her family and her home.
And
so basically there was an order from a corrupt bank to tell her basically to sleep out on the footpath in the rain for the rest of your life while we take your home, and she said no.
And of course, I mean, the point I keep making here to people is Claire wasn't a multiple property owner involved in all of this. She is not responsible in any way, shape or form for the so-called mess that the economy is in right now. That all belongs in somebody else's desk.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I'm quite convinced they're not blaming the financial crash on her.
Exactly. So, okay, so
But here's another point that really gets in my throat is they had senior legal teams today against me. They had senior legal teams, different legal teams for the last couple of days. They had different legal teams in Cork. Now, the bank are using bailed out money to pay all these high-powered legal teams to destroy the very people that bailed them out in the first place.
And this is
and
it. And
people
think
the Irish people aren't stupid.
And
well,
people
I'm
are going
telling
in.
You now, we need to take a serious look at ourselves and have a big wake-up call, because I think we are the thickest people in Europe as a collective, I'm talking about.
Well,
and we really need to do something.
Well, I think also that, you know, as you say, lay litigants are going in facing gunslingers, essentially, high-powered, high-paid legal gunslingers. So the deck is stacked, it's triple stacked against you, because they're
absolutely.
Being paid. Even if they lose, they're being paid. Whereas if you lose, you're on the street. I mean, hardly that's equity. Right. Is it hardly an equitable process, as they like to say?
No, and not only that, there should be equity at arms, equality at arms when you go into these places. That's guaranteed in the Constitution.
Well, the idea
is always denied to you.
Well, I mean, if you and I go for a duel.
Worse than that, they're using the bailout money that you were forced to pay them. Money to pay the legal teams against you.
Now, yeah, they already have their hand in your pocket.
Is that?
They already have both hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Because if you and I decide to have a duel and you pick up a knife and I don't get to pick up a machine gun, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's right. But even worse than that, you pick up a machine gun and then you come and take my bullets to fill the machine gun. So I don't even have the bullets to throw at you.
Yeah. No, it's madness. There was some other issue, Ben, with the warrant. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, so I've asked for the warrant to be sent to us. Eventually, Claire got it in the prison and she was allowed to email it to me.
Okay.
And the warrant, of course, is made out, the plaintiff is ICS Building Society. ICS Building Society are not a party to these proceedings anymore and haven't been for quite some time. They brought a motion before the court. The governor and company of the Bank of Ireland brought a motion to step ICS Building Society out of the equation, and they got a granted order that they be part of the proceedings now.
Wow.
But unfortunately for them, the order still says ICS Building Society.
That's a problem.
So that's
going
to be a difficulty.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to take out a big checkbook for that one, I think.
Well, that's what I said to Claire. I said, Claire, look, you've only got to spend one more night in prison, hopefully.
Yeah.
I said, so just think of it as you're at work, you're getting 20 grand an hour.
Exactly. Okay, one other situation.
I'm looking for damages, that's what I'm going after.
Absolutely. The other situation, of course, is that Claire's home was broken into, seemingly by some people pertaining to be a security firm. They've changed locks, and they are apparently refusing to identify themselves to callers who are calling up to inquire about Claire's well-being. Because there was somebody
and this
else.
Was more of the bully boy tactics. They know now we may have them in a slight difficulty.
Yeah.
So what do? They go and break into her home this evening while she's sitting in a Limerick jail, because they wouldn't have done it when the housewife's at home, of course, you know, because they'd be afraid of a housewife on their own.
Yes,
so these cowards now decided that they use this as an opportunity to break into her home, and they're sitting in her home now. And all her personal belongings and everything else in that home. I mean, what a disgrace this is, you know?
Well, the other thing that I was concerned about as well, I don't know what type of treatment Claire is going to get as she's being processed into Limerick Prison. Will she be strip searched and all of that? Or will they, you know, will they leave her any dignity? I mean, for a woman of her years.
In fairness to her, she said the staff have been lovely at Limerick Prison. And I'm just guessing that these are, you know, ordinary working people too.
Right.
And they realise she's not a criminal. Because they deal with criminals,
right? But what
and they realise that she's a mother, grandmother, protecting her family home. I mean, you can't be living in Ireland and not know what's going on in banking corruption and everything. So, even if you're working for the legal services, you know somewhere deep down, you know something's inherently wrong with the system.
Of course, of course. But the point I'm making is she's being violated essentially by that system. She went to the court. She went to a court to fight for her dwelling, her constitutionally protected dwelling. And when she's there, she's arrested, put into prison. And while that's happening, agents of the state, via the banks, etc., go in, violate her home, the dwelling. They violate that again. And it's still being violated as we speak right now. I mean, how long are we to put up with this, Ben?
Look, you know, I keep trying to take them out spectacularly and cost them huge money. I've done it to a number of banks in the past, and now the governor and company of Bank of Ireland are right in my crosshairs at the minute.
And you see, and I know you don't normally do this, so I'm going to do it for you. Folks, Ben Gilroy does all this, and all he does, and I know what he does, and you know I know what you do, Ben, more so than most people.
Yeah.
I'm aware just how long you spend doing all this, and you do need support. Folks, Ben needs support. Anytime you see Ben Gilroy, if you have a couple of quid, give it to him. Give it to him. Don't ask Ryan. Just give it to him. Say, good work, Ben. That's for you to help you with the work you're doing. Or somehow to send a donation. You can use the PIR donate button. Just put a note. It's for Ben Gilroy. I'll make sure he gets it. I actually do have some donations for you here, Ben. I already told you that some people had used the button in the past. But feel free to do it again, folks. Ben, will you trust me to do that for you, Ben?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just get that out there too. Okay, so look, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.,
11 a.m. in Court 11. So that's
Court 11.
Easy for everybody to remember.
In Dublin. I think it would be great to have a big crowd of people outside to...
Look, that would be great. If we could get a big crowd there, you know, it would be absolutely terrific, because one way or the other, Claire's coming home with us.
yeah, I think that has to be. It has to be. We can't have this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, no. You know, we
the people of Ireland now need to stand up. I mean, this lady helped a lot of people, stood shoulder to shoulder.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to say.
People were getting evicted.
That's the next thing I was going to say,
we really need to show this now.
Claire has done the same, and that was where I was going next. That Claire has done the same for lots of people. I mean, there was somebody writing there on the Facebook page that the morning before Claire went into the courtroom, she was helping them with their situation.
Yeah.
I mean, well, does that not say it all?
She is, you know.
Yeah, that should tell you everything you need to know here. Okay, how are we doing time? 10 to. I don't know if I need to bring that other chap in on the call. I don't know if he's probably listening anyway. He was only going to tell us the same information about the house being taken and the locks changed, etc.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this a mini podcast, folks. Please share and spread this far and wide. Let everybody know that tomorrow morning, that's when it's happening, 11 a.m. in Dublin and Court 11, Ben, you said.
Yeah, and if you can make it there, I think the bigger the crowd in the court, the better, because we really need to show them this lady has support. And that does put people on the back foot. I'm not saying anything about the judge. The judge seemed fair enough to me today, to be honest.
Which is fine.
Did say, did he want to, he could hear the motion there and then without having the body in court. I was confident enough to do that, so I said fair enough. Then a solicitor stood up and said he was there from the bank. Just by coincidence, he happened to be in the court, which is true, because I seen him in earlier court and he noticed me and followed me around all day because he knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I did say to the judge that there was prima facie evidence on the document that the document, the warrant, is wrong because it said ICS Building Society. But I said now it's kind of gone further than prima facie evidence, because the solicitor has just said he's the solicitor from the Governor Company of Bank of Ireland.
Lovely. No. It's just just for anybody listening who doesn't know Latin, prima facie is on its face. In other words, written plainly on the document.
Yeah.
I keep getting complaints about people saying Ben Gilroy's using an awful lot of Latin.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm just so used to it. It's a different language in there, folks, anyway. But look, I think if we could show real solidarity and support here, it would be terrific, because this is just one of these moments. Like somebody said to me today, it's all right when they put the man in jail. Well, it's not all right, but I know what he meant by saying that, because men can probably handle it better. But to put a woman like Claire in, anybody knows that she's a very gentle soul.
It's a crime.
Purely for bully boy tactics, nothing else. And now it's to send a message to her while she's in jail, that we're now in your home. We're violating your home while we're violating your body while you're in jail. Now, we didn't give Claire the message tonight that they're in her home, because I don't want her to know that.
Oh, maybe that she'd be,
comes out.
She'd
so
be very
tomorrow
upset.
Now my application will be not just for her to be freed, but that an injunction goes in against them from doing anything till the appeal is heard.
Yeah, and
if
to
I
undo.
Get that,
yeah.
Then at that very moment, they'll be trespassing in the house. Well, they're trespassing anyway. Make it easier for the damages.
Well, look, it's like having the right to remain silent, and then because you don't say anything, they jail you. I mean, that's what's going on here. It's like a constitutional right. The dwelling is constitutionally protected, folks. I mean, I know a lot of people talk about evictions and possessions and repossessions, but they keep shifting the goalposts by not referring to it as your dwelling. They refer to it as family home, as property. I mean, in theory, you see, Claire could say, well, I'll surrender the property, judge, as long as I'm keeping my dwelling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So maybe that's what has to happen.
I remember being my first time I did habeas corpus in the court, and I asked the judge, who was the president of the High Court, was the matter of his detention civil or criminal? And he just stood up and walked off and says, I'm not arguing that with you.
Oh, they're very important words. Listen, quick one in for you from Ray. Is just wondering, what's happening in Trim tomorrow? Have you something to do in Trim tomorrow as well?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, I was helping a guy tomorrow in Trim, so I'm going to have to contact him and tell him he's on his own, because this takes precedence. But I will give him a statement from me that he can read out, because I've been helping him as a Mackenzie friend. So he'll be only looking for an adjournment by consent.
On top of that, well, you could use what you've just said here if he's listening, and you can use the recording to bring it into the judge tomorrow and say, look, Ben Gilroy's down, help me in a more urgent situation. Okay, well, look, I think that's it, Ben. That's brilliant. I'm going to ask everybody to please share this. We're going to put this up as a mini podcast, and as soon as we have news tomorrow, Ben, will you do us a favour? Will you keep updating us via PIR, and that way everybody, it'll save, I know 1,000 people an hour ring you, but folks, if there's something really big like this.
I don't have many missed calls I had, and I just said I couldn't get back to everybody, so this is the best way to do it. So what I'll do is update you tomorrow, Vin, even by phone, so you can even let people know what's going on in the courts and stuff like that for people that can't make it, because I know people tune in around the country, and they'd be dying to know what's going on, you know?
Well, so as soon as we know tomorrow, we'll come live. I'll do that. I'll put a little thing on Facebook to let everybody know. I'll give everybody, say, an hour's warning or an hour advance warning. And in an hour's time, we'll be live with a little update or whatever.
Yeah, updates. Yeah, perfect.
Thanks very much, Ben. Really appreciate it. Hope the family, everybody's doing well. How's the little one? How's the little boss doing?
Yeah, she's doing great. I know she's getting better because she's getting cheekier by the day.
There you go. That's a good sign. Okay.
No, well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks for the support. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Ben. Cheerio. God bless.
Bye.
And happy Christmas. Okay, folks, that was Ben Gilroy. That was an update on Claire Noel's situation. Disgraceful, disgraceful situation. We're really going to have to do something about this. We cannot abide by this for much longer. I don't think anybody can. A fortnight before Christmas, for heaven's sakes. I mean, is this the best we as a nation can do for this legal system, which essentially is an illusion created by the bankers to essentially remove the people's property via deception, that is usury. The monetary system terminates in insoluble indebtedness. That's a guarantee.